The answer is D, systemic cytokine release. This patient has septic shock. She was found in bed, confused, has delirium, likely due to aspiration pneumonia. Elderly patients have decreased gag reflex, especially with Alzheimer's, increased susceptibility to aspiration pneumonia, and our values of high cardiac output, decreased pulmonary capillary wedge pressure, and decreased peripheral vascular resistance, all consistent with septic shock. In hypovolemic shock, we would have decreased cardiac output, decreased pulmonary capillary wedge pressure, increased peripheral vascular resistance. With infarction of myocardium, which is cardiogenic shock, we'd have decreased cardiac output, increased pulmonary capillary wedge pressure, very high yield for cardiogenic shock, and increased peripheral vascular resistance. Pulmonary thromboembolism is a distractor. If anything, we'd have decreased cardiac output. Vasovagal shock is a distractor. Vasovagal syncope is completely different. That's when we have increased parasympathetic outflow causing vasodilatation and decreased heart rate. That's it.